one for a taste in the denial. Let's turn it out from both of them together. Gemara says, they've learned out Kabbalah from Shchit and Zrika. Any question here, the other will be Techiach. So Chura, I should learn out Kabbalah from both of them. Gemara says, no, that would be true in King of Saul. L'yam of Zrika, the Pasuk did not have to say Zrika Chutz Yichayis. And rather, the taste in the denial, I would learn out from Shchita. So if you could learn out, the third did not have to write an extra Pasuk for Zrika. Let me learn out Zrika Chutz Yichayis from the denial, from Shchit and from Halo. Gemara says, the taste in the Shchita, what do you got to say in the denial for? Stam? Why don't you stam learn out Zrika from Shchita? No. Malach Shchita Shkenes, Salah Shemesh, as we said before the Pesach, by Kron Pesach, as a special aloko, the Shchita Yassim Mechavim, the Shem Eichlin, and that's the people who can eat from it. So okay, the taste in Halo, why can't I learn out Zrika directly from Halo Kut? Someone says, no, Mala law shaken yes to the mincha. Our law applies even by a mincha to something to burn. My same thing, shchita and zrika does not apply to a mincha. So I cannot learn out shchita from our law. So it's okay, the taste of the vinyan still. Let me learn out zrika from both shchita and our law. How come a Torah has to write special zrika? Someone answers, Mahochi, cost of cruel. The reason why the Torah says special, an extra ribui, that yichai is for Zrika Chutz, Lameyma comes teach us to lay out to me deny you that you cannot learn out other avoiders from Shchita from Halor. That's why the Pesach has to say specially Zrika, but only Zriki Yechayiv, and not for Kabbalah. For Kabbalah Bakut Yipot. Omer Rabbi Avuah, Rabbi Avuah says like this, Omer Rabbi Avuah, Shochat Zizorak, the Dibu Rabbi Shmoyel, Chayivach, the Anisha Shchita and Zrika Bakut. According to Yishmael, Yoni Chayiv won. As he says, according to Yishmael, the Nafkulei Zrikas Midam Yishofech, B'yom Yishol Shchita, is Eina Chayiv La'achas, Yoni Chayiv won. The Chad Chorus, the Chad Lavu, like Lavu Zrikas Mamash Nichlal in the Shchita. Therefore, if you make the Shchita and the Zrika Bachut, you don't need Yishayiv according to Yishmael. But the Divrei of Akiva, Chayiv Shtayim, according to the Chidi, the Chayiv too. Rashi says, the Kiva Nafkulei, Mioi Zevach, the Tiv Gabi Halo, that the Rebu for Zrika says by Halo. So, maybe if you make a Zrika foot and a Shita foot, you the Chayiv too. It's like two separate laws, two separate Kiv codes. Now, Abayron Abayin says like this, no, Asilu Ledivri of Kiva. Or that even according to the Kiva, they learn out Zrika from Halo and a Chayiv Alachas. If you make a shchita and a zrika fachut, you only the chayiv once. Why? Yomakon, the pasuk says, Shom Tase. Then you should do it, like we said, learn out, Halo Tazar Avoidis, is a cost of our son, a kulum avoid achas. Therefore, if you make a zrika and a shchita, you only the chayiv one. Rashi says, Shom Tase, hisku halo, levado, rasha, klolo, ve'asir tachas amemud, lechayiv akun alechoda. You only chayiv one. That's what Abayi would say. Either according to the Kiva, that the limud for Zrika from Halo, not from Shchita. If you make a Shchita and a Zrika Bachut, you don't need a chayiv one. Now, what's going to be Zorak for Holo Vehelo? Let's say a Kohen or anybody made a Zrika Bachut, or he made Halo Shchut. The Shchita was done inside. Now he made his reek outside and he burnt it outside. So this is Rabbi Shmuel, according to Rabbi Shmuel, that's reek to learn out from Shchita, not from Halo, then Chayiv Shtayim, and even Chayiv Tu Chatois. One is alive from Shchita, the reek is learned out from Shchita, and Halo is Chayiv by itself. But the difference is Rabbi Kiva, that you learn out the reek from Halo, and the Chayiv Alachas, you only Chayiv one Chatois, because the limit from Zrika is from Halo. Abayir and Abayir says no. Fiddle Divrei Rabbi Kiva, even according to Rabbi Kiva over here, when you make a Zrik in a law for three Chayiv Shtayim, you Chayiv twice. Why? Lahochi Paginu Kro. That's what the Pesach says two things like, Shom Tala, the Shom Tasa, just to say, when you make a law, and then you make something else with it, you Chayiv twice. That's the double lotion of Shom Tala, the Shom Tala, the Shom Tasa, that for the halor you chayev one, and for the asir, there's no seer. Before, when you made the zrika and the shita, that you only chayev one. But over here, when you make the halor and the zrika, halor has a lot by, or diminished by itself. That's the shamtala. And the shamtala of learning out other things also. Therefore, according to Abai says, even according to Rabbi Kiva, did you chayev twice? And the Gemara just ends off. What's going to be Zorak v'halor? Let's say he made it shachat. I mean, shachat v'zorak v'halor. Let's say this person did all three things outside. He made a shita kut. Then he made a zrika kut and a lor kut. So this way, Akol v'chayev shtayim. According to everybody, about the chayev twice. Like, not more. In other words, you chayev for the shita and for the halor. But for the zrika v'monoshach. Either you learn out the zrika from shita or from halor. From a monoshach, when you do all three together, you only chay two chatzais to shay gay, and not three. Now the Gemara says like this. Tana Rabbanim, Shal hay gurus here, but we have the gist in Prakasa, b'machne yochla shechut eilu b'dorim yechayiv. Question is, what exactly is considered shchut echut? Let's say you have a korban eilu, that the shchut is supposed to be on the second side of the azora. That's when you take the animal over to the dorim side, and you shechut it there, maybe yechayiv. Tamalem, this person says, no, I'm a chutzah machne. It has to be outside the machne, outside the Azorah, is the Yisrael Shkutichut. So not in the Azorah itself. The Tergumah says, Yochla, I would have thought to say, chutz lishalash machne. Maybe only chai, if a Shkutichut, you dissected outside all three machne. And this Tamalem, the person says, Ayezba machne. But no, that, well, suggests that we have Minayin Asba machne, Ziyat Tamalem machne. Either machne, the mashme, as long as it's outside one machne, yichayiv. The Gemara says, either machne, the dashne, where the machne, yochel, maybe even a shechet, ola bedorim, yichayiv. Maybe take it, the shech, the korban, ola. You take it from second side to dorim side, maybe yichayiv, the shchut, echutz. Talmud, name, no, oi, el mechutz the machne. It has to be chutz the machne. Machutz the machne, miyuchod, shein royal, the shchit of kutchim, on the sheet of Kozerach, that where the Achi of Shchut Echut, only the Shecht outside the Azorah, the Abachlal is not fit there for any Korban, not for Korban Kodesh Kedoshim, not for Korban Kodesh Shalom. But your Tzadom goes out of this Yisrael, if you just take your Korban over and Shecht on the Dorum side of the Azorah, Shah Fati Yishen Ruhm the Shchit of Kodesh Kedoshim, even though the Maisa Dorum is not fit for Shchit of Kodesh Kedoshim, but I'll call upon him royal the sheet of Kutchum Kalim. It's fit to have a sheet of Kutchum Kalim. Therefore, this mokum is not a mokum of an Isra, shoot a chut. Nevimor says, Oma Ulon, ha sechet al gagor shel heichol chayiv. What's need to take a korban and shecht it on top of the roof of the heichol? Yechayiv, that's called shoot a chut. Hayuv yin royal the sheet of kozevich, because it's possible no sheet is kosher on top of the roof. Even Kotchim Kalim is possible there. Therefore, since it's not a mokum for Shchitas Kotchim, so be the Yisra Shchut Echut. Mask of Lo Rov, Rov, yes, the question in Cain, if so, Nicht of Krovat, the Prophet say, Nichut Lamachne, Oloi Boyi, El Pesach Oye Moyit. That's the Prophet just say, any time you shech outside the Machne means, outside a mokum, that's fit to make the Shchitas Kotchim. What does the Prophet have to say, El Pesach Oye Moyit Lo Yiziyu? What's the pasuk for? El Pesach Omer normally, so Chur Lav Lamuti Gagoy. Doesn't it come to exclude that you Shech Ba Gagoy, you Potter? So as he says, because the Hochi Mashma, this is the way it's Mashma, Shlo Yezi Yol Pesach Oye Moed. You did not bring this to the Pesach Oye Moed. Yotze Zeh, Shevi Yol Azoro. But here, no, you did bring it into the Azoro. Because then you took it up to the top of the roof, but since it was brought into the Azoro, maybe there's no soul of Shchut Echut. So, if you're saying Yechayev Shchut Echut, what do we need the Pesach of Pesach Oye Moed for? Gemara says, Tedu L'Rov, according to Rov, in Kenneth so, Nichta, let the Pesach write, El Pesach Oye Moed V'Machna. Nechut V'Machna Lomeli, so let the Pesach just say, El Pesach Oye Moed, Mashma has to be inside, and if it's outside, you're over the Averam. What does that have to say the Chal, El Pesach Chut L'Machna? Lav L'Asuye, Gagoy, when it says the word chutz l'machne, doesn't it come to include Gagoy? That even if you make the shechita on top of the roof of the Eichel, also you would be chayiv. Chutz l'stila, chashen rovo. Tzvah says no. Amar Rav Mori Lasri, it could become secluded like this. Kula Befnim V'Tzavara Bachutz. That the whole animal is inside the Avara, just the neck is outside, and you make the Shechita outside, then in that case, it's like a Chayiv. Now that's the question, the Chul Shechita, Tzavara Bachutz Shechita, am I Kapit Rachmona Shechita, or Shechita Bachutz Shechita, the Chul Shechita the Chayiv in such a case. Even though over the animal is inside, but the Yikarach for that there is, the Shechita. And the Shechita is then outside, about Yidi Chayiv. And the rather, let's see, comes to conclude like the other way. Kula Bachutz, where the whole animal is outside. It's Tzavara Bifnin, and just the neck, the Mokum HaShechit is inside the Azara, that's the Chiddush. That since Lamaisa, the rays of the animal is outside, there'll be a Nisra Shechut Echut. Then, Echlami, about the Din of Agagai, it's not clear what will be the Din if you shechted Agagai. Then, Echlami, Ulu is the one that said, if you shechted Agagai, Yechai, Agag Hecha Yechayiv, so if we don't have a proof, the opposite for Keret from Ula. Then the Gemara says, Itmo, not like this. Hamala bizman hazir. What's going to be if somebody has a korban today and he shechts it or he burns it outside, he burns it, we have no Beis Hamikdash today. What's the lach is he chayav koros or not? Rabbi Yechonon Omer chayav, yes, he's chayav koros. It's considered royal lefnim today. But it's like the Shema Potter, no, it's not called royal lefnim today, familiar be Potter. Rabbi Yechonon Omer chayav, when it says, make a shkut echus or allah echus today, chayav, why? Kedusha Rishayna, Kitcha L'Shaita, the Kitcha L'Shaita, L'Avayim. The first Kedusha we had on the Beis Hamikdash, it was Kodesh then, and the Kedusha is still here, so the Kitcha is still considered like you have the Kedusha's Beis Hamikdash here. The Melech, Chozer L'Pnim, the Korban is fit to be brought today inside, therefore if you bring it outside, Yechayiv, there'll be a Nisra, Shchut Echut, Hafilu B'Zman Azir. Alright, let's turn over, we'll continue on the other side. So Rashi says, what's the shot from a malab is man is there that you chayiv? That the Rebbechim says, kitch lof lovoi, that the heavy law you is flying based on chira. The shot is an abomacy. It's still like you have the kitch of based on chira today, so therefore there'll be a list of abomacy. If you shech the tachut, you'll be also, or be chayiv. So it's not the Shama Potagamor says, why? Kitch of a shayna kitch of a shayta, but the light kitch of lof lovoi. You do not have the kitch of a man is there. So Mela, since there's no Kedushas Beis Hamikdash right now, there'll be no Issa Bamas, therefore there's no Issa Shchut Echut. The Gemara says, V'chur V'neimah, let's say, that Plukta the Reb Lezer for Yeshua Kemitzvagi. For this color of Machloiki is between Reb Lezer and Reb Yeshua, if there's a Kedushas Beis Hamikdash Bezman is there or not. It's not in the Lord like this. Omar Rebbe Lezer, Reb Lezer says, Yeshua your brain in the Heichel, when you start to build in the Heichel, as he says, it means Bimei Ezra, but Abai is a shemi. Or Yosin Kloyim Be'echov used to make curtains in the Heichel, and Kloyim Be'azorot used to make curtains in the Azorot also. But to know exactly where the Mechitzas are. And the difference was, Shebe'echov used to build the Heichel, Be'enim Be'echutz. The workers used to be standing outside, and at least the staff will go inside. U'Va'azorot, when they're building inside the Azorot, Be'enim Be'efnim, then there was the building inside. That's the law of Reb Elazar. This is what Reb Elazar said. Now, Omer Reb Yeshua, Yeshua says though, Shemati heard over, show you my reason, that they could bring a cauldron today, Apo Pi Shein Dayis, even though there's no Beis Hamikdash. In other words, the Kedusha Rishon is still Kitcha, so it's still considered like you have the Kedusha Beis Hamikdash here. If anything, the Eichlam cuts the Kedoshim, Apo Pi Shein Kloyim, the Ladi cut the Kedoshim today, it has the Kedusha of the Azara. Kachim Kalam, my Tashen, of the Shein Chayma. Igri Kachim Kalam, my Tashen, in Yishalayim. Even though there's no wolf, he's flying. Why? Rabbi Shua says clearly, that makes the Kedusha of Rishayna Kitchen, the Shaita, the Kitchen, Lothar Lovay. The Kedusha is still here. The Chul Alav, isn't it? The Chlad Reb Lezer, Shavale Kitcha. The Chul Hatsa Machloikas Reb Lezer, and Yabi Shua. The Chul Reb Lezer, Agaz, and Yabi Shua. So I'm going to read more about it. Mr. Dr. Vashi, no. Mima, who told you that? Gumma may be the kula yalma, kedusha rishana kitcha l'shaitam, the kitcha l'ach lovay. Could even, Reb Lezer agrees that the kedusha rishana is kitcha l'ach lovay. That's not the machlokes. Just, umar ma de shmir lekoma, umar ma de shmir lekoma. Each one is just saying over what he heard. This is what Reb Lezer heard. That when they're building the Beis Hamikdash, used to build the curtains there.
but not to start the Kedusha was not here. Havad the Kedusha was here. And Rashi says the Havamina was like, for what purpose do you have to make Kaloyim? Like he says, that was the Mokam Chaymer, and they had to make a new Kedusha. Mashma, the Havamina was, they had to make a new Kedusha. So now we're interested to know, even according to Reb Lezer, it could be they did not have to make a new Kedusha. The first Kedusha is still here. And so the most question now is, so, the Chitayim Kaloyim Reb Lezer normally, how come they had to build the Kaloyim? Like if the first Kedusha was still here, what did they have to put the Kaloyim, the curtains around for? If it wasn't for the purpose of making a new Kedusha right now. So what's the economy? It could be the Tznus to the Yama. We're going there for Tznus, for privacy. That's all. But not because they had to make a new Kedusha. Or could be the first Kedusha was Kitzel HaShayt and Kitzel HaShayt. The other Gemara says, it will not like this. Hamala V'yein Boi Kizayim. You're burning Kutchim outside, but you don't have the Kizayim of the meat. But the Etzem Maslim on Kizayim. But a bone, part of this meat, is mushroom. Now together you have the gezayis, with the bone and the meat. So v'yechla no mechayit, yechayit haloyis chutz. V'shlad v'shem ha-pota, no yipota. So v'yechla no mechayit, chibui, oilun ka'ilun. Since this bone is attached to the meat that you're burning, it's a cigarette part of the meat, so you have like a gezayis here. V'shlad v'shem ha-pota, chibui, oilun, la'at ka'ilun doni. This bone that's attached is not a cigarette part of the meat. Therefore you do not have the gezayis of meat. There's no issa, no issa. Boy, you love, love, issa, shalom, like this.